I'm John Moore, and this is Exposition, an arts and culture podcast. And today we're speaking with one of the members of the Hot Club of St. Louis, Joe Park. Well, thanks for joining us.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me on.
So, first of all, if you would just tell me a little bit about how your group got started and the history of your band and the music you play.
Okay. I think we played our first show as Hot Club of St. Louis under that band name in, I think, 2019. We play the music of Django Reinhardt and Stefan Grappelli, which is a type of music of jazz music that comes from Europe from like the World War II era. And what happened was that the American soldiers brought their jazz records over there, and Django Reinhardt heard these jazz records and wanted to play that music. But his band wasn't the typical jazz band like like the Americans had, with horns and drums. His band was a string band, and he had guitars and violin and upright bass. And so now he's playing this American jazz music on these string instruments like this, and sort of inadvertently created his own subgenre of music. And so that's the type of music that we play. We've been doing that since 2019 in this group, but we've all been doing it for a long time.
The Hot Club of St. Louis, that's your band namesake, but there was a Hot Club of France. So I'm guessing that's a pretty direct relation there to how you came about your name, right?
Right, and that goes back again to Django Reinhardt and Stefan Grappelli, and that was like kind of an organization that booked concerts that they played at all the time, and so it was always the Hot Club of France presents Django Reinhardt and Stefan Grappelli, and so it's just kind of become a thing where like all the major cities in the U.S. have a hot club band. There's there's the Hot Club of San Francisco and the Hot Club of Detroit, and they're all great. And they all do this style of music. And so we thought St. Louis needs one too. So we decided to put this band together.
You play mostly Django Reinhardt's music from that period, but you also have some of your original compositions as well that you play in the band. Is that right?
Yeah, that's true. And so we play, in the style of Django's band, and we do a lot of their songs and the songs from that period. But then, we also write our own songs and do some modern songs sometimes too in that style. And so last year we recorded an album of our original music, which is just a self-titled album, Hot Club of St. Louis. And it's available on all the streaming platforms. And it's just and we didn't do any of the Django tunes on there. We just did our own songs on there. So we're excited to have that music out there.
Seems like a lot of times that your band plays at Focal Point. There's a lot of other smaller clubs that you play at. Have you played many outside venues or concerts?
We have. One thing we do is we play once a month at a place called Frisco Barroom, and it has a coffee shop next to it that's called The Annex, and they share a big patio outside that's covered, and we play there every first Saturday of the month. And so that's, that's right off the top of my head. But, we've done some larger things, too. I'm trying to think of what all the spots in St. Louis that we could think of, including like the Sheldon we've played around quite a bit. So
who will you be bringing with you to Tunes of Twilight on Friday?
Yeah, well, we'll have the core band of Hot Club of St. Louis, which includes our other guitarist, who I've been working with probably since like 2012, and that's Paul Davis. And he's just a fantastic guitarist, and he really holds down the rhythm part of our band, which is really the big important part of this style of music. And then we'll have our bassist, Joey Glenn. He's a fantastic bassist, upright bass. And then our violinist is Wren Netherton, who's really just a force of nature on the violin, really something to see. There's just no end to their creativity.
Well, yeah, it's a beautiful venue, and hoping for some great great weather so people can enjoy music outside on that gazebo. But anything else that, if people haven't heard your music before, any place that they can learn a little bit more about this type of music and music from that genre?
Well, yeah, I'd say the you really want to look up Django Reinhardt, and that's spelled a little different than you'd think. It's spelled D-J-A-N-G-O, and he's really the king of this genre. But then there's so many great other bands since then that have also carried on that tradition. Yeah, some of our favorites are like Angelo DeBar and Stachlo Rosenberg and Chavalo Schmidt. Those are all really nice. They just play that music perfectly. And so, once you start getting into that style of music, then it's just a whole rabbit hole you go down and there's no end, and it's just so much fun.
Will you be playing on, I know a lot of music from that period is played on historic type, maybe not exactly historic mics, but will you be using any historic type mics or any other things that people might look out for?
Well, our instruments are, I play an old French jazz guitar from the 1950s, and it's built in the style of the guitar like Django Reinhardt played, and it has a large oval sound hole rather than a round one or the F holes like you'd see on other guitars. And our other guitarist, Paul, he has a couple, but he usually plays one of his old Epiphone archtops, which are like the type of guitars like the guys would play in the big bands. And those things are made to just chomp those chords and get up over the sound of the horns and everything. So it's just a super loud, fantastic sounding guitar that he plays. And, I'm not really sure what type of bass and violin they have, but they're the typical ones you might find in this band, in these type of bands. So, and as far as mics, I'm not sure. I think there'll be a sound man, so I will leave it up to them to know what kind of stuff to use.
All right, well, looking forward to it. And again, coming up this Friday, Friday, May 15th at 7 p.m. at Ivor Square Gazebo. Looking forward to seeing you downtown in Cape Verde.
Well, we can't wait. Thank you so much.